朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
中文的圣经说到，只要凡事借着祷告祈求和感谢将你们所要的告诉神。
In everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.
那我特别把英文放出来，就是在英文的翻译里面。
In the English translation,
他是说带着感恩的心，借着祷告和祈求把所要的告诉神。
Again, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.
所以你要知道感恩的心是多么重要。
As you discover all of a sudden how important it is to have a thankful heart.
这是我们每一次的祷告都应该要有的心境，这是圣经上说的，要带着感恩的心，然后借着祷告和祈求把所要的告诉神。
And this is the state of our heart that it ought to be as we are praying, as we come before the Lord.
祷告说到与神相会和相交。
And as we are praying, it talks about our communion with God, our fellowship with God.
祈求说到我们对他的信靠和交托。
And request speaks of our trust and our reliance on him.
把我们的需要，把我们的难处，把我们的盼望告诉他。
Our needs, our difficulties, our hopes, we all come and declare it to him.
所以保罗说凡事。
And so Paul says everything.
凡事
in everything,
每一件事都借着这样子做
so in everything, do it this way.
把所有里面的事情借着祷告祈求交给神
and by prayer and supplication, hand it over to God.
好、我以前举过一个例子、啊、
and I gave this example in time past.
我想我们都去买过菜
we've all gone shopping.
不管大华、永和、Safeway, whatever.
Whether it was 99, Safeway, or Marina.
感恩节晚上要请大家来吃饭，所以你可能要推一个 shopping cart.
Thanksgiving, you invited a lot of people. Now you got to go, you know, push a shopping cart and buy a lot of food.
你在那边看到，哎呀，家里面没酱油了，拿了 1 gallon 的酱油。
And as you walk past the aisle, discover, oh, we don't have any more soy sauce. You grab a lot of soy sauce.
需要蛋啊，买蛋。
I need eggs. You bought eggs.
需要白菜，需要肉，需要鱼，需要 whatever. 你就一直买，一直买。
Cabbage, meats, fish. You just keep purchasing.
你买一样东西，你一定做一件什么事情
？Every item that you buy, what do you do?
Are you with me?
Are you still with me?
你每次拿一样东西，你会做什么事
？Every time you take an item off the shelf, what are you doing?
放到车子上，对不对
？You put it in the cart, right?
是谁说要付钱啊？那也对。
Somebody's thinking I got to pay for this.
你是放到车子上吗
？You put it in the cart.
你不会夹着牛奶、夹着蛋、夹着面包，面包挂在脖子上，芹菜挂在耳朵上，所有的东西要推着一个空车子吗
？You wouldn't luggage everything around you, hold it under your arms and everything, and just push an empty cart, right?
你一定拿一样放一样。
Every item you pull off the shelf, you put in the cart.
这是保罗告诉我们的。
And this is what Paul is telling us.
把所有的事情
，everything，
借着祷告和祈求
，by prayer and supplication，
把它交给主
，give it to God。
所以彼得前书第五章告诉我们，当将你的重担卸给神，因为他顾念我们。
First Peter tells us to cast our cares upon him, for he cares for us.
把我们的重担交给他。
Cast our cares on him.
诗篇告诉我们，他是天天背负我们重担的主。
Psalm tells us that he is the Lord that carries us every our burdens every single day.
那既然他可以帮我们背，甚至他已经背了。
If he can bear for us, even so, even to the extent that he's already done so.
因为以赛亚书五十三章说他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦。
And Isaiah chapter 53 says that he has bore our sorrows and he's took on our pain.
他都背了，我们为什么要背
？If he's taken it for us, why do we need to carry it?
明明他告诉我们可以把重担放在这个 shopping cart 里面，我们为什么不放
？And he says you could take all of your burdens and your cares, put it in the shopping cart. Why don't you do it?
一个已经老掉牙的笑话，讲到一个人在北方赶路，因为天快黑了，他急得不得了，在山里面。
And there's a person who is in a big rush, as he's on his way, because it's getting dark.
那翻译不出老掉牙的笑话。那个突然来了一辆车子，一辆马车过来了。
And all of a sudden there was a carriage that came by.
啊，他很高兴的跟他招手，没想到那个人也好心停下来。
And he waved his hand, and the person was nice enough to stop.
让他搭便车，他就上去了。
And that he could hitch a ride, and so he got on the cart.
那个人就继续赶路。
And so that man kept just pursuing.
当他赶路的时候，他想跟这个搭便车的人聊天，他就回头跟他讲话。
And as the driver, as he's driving really fast, he turns around, he wants to talk to the person who's hitching a ride.
发现他站在他车上，身上仍然背着那些大包袱。
And he discovered this man was standing on the carriage, and he's still holding all of his burdens.
那你为什么不放下来？
And he's like, why won't you let it go?
他说：“你已经给我便车了，我已经很不好意思，我怎么好意思把担子再放下来？”
I'm so thankful that you're giving me a ride. How can I put this burden on your car?
弟兄姊妹，这就是我们现在的情形。
Brother, this is our condition right now.
我们被压到活不下去了。
We're oppressed to the point where we feel like we can't live any longer.
我的主，我真的走不下去，我累了。
Lord, I can't take another step. I'm so tired.
主啊，这件事情太可怕了。
Lord, this is so scary.
明天可能决定我一生的命运的。
Tomorrow, something's going to decide my fate for the rest of my life.
但是保罗劝我们，圣经告诉我们。
But Paul encourages us, and the scripture tells us.
凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，把你所要的告诉神。
In everything, by prayer and supplication, make your request known to God.
把我们的重担卸给神，因为他顾念我们。
Cast your cares upon Him.For he cares for us.
他已经担当我们的忧患，背负我们所有的痛苦。
He's bore our sorrow. He's taken on all of our.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们一定要，我常常也在提醒自己，我自己觉得我还是学不好。要很多重大的事情来的时候
，Brothers and sisters, we need to remind ourselves. And oftentimes, I'm still learning as difficult times and big events comes along in my life.
我们这些当基督徒的，特别信主多年的，都知道需要祷告。
We who are Christians for many years, we know we ought to pray.
我们也都祷告了。
Yes, we all prayed.
但是就差的那一个东西没有做到的，就是 pray through, 祷告透。
But one thing that we don't often accomplish is to pray through.
我们祷告是祷告，但是我们没有祷告 through, 没有突破 breakthrough.
We pray, but we haven't broken through.
所以忧虑会回来的
so anxieties they come back.
害怕会回来的
fear they will come back.
担子又会回来的
the burden seems like they will come back.
因为撒旦就是一直要把担子放到我们身上
because Satan wants to put that burden on your back.
就算你不捡起来，他会继续要放在我们身上的
even if you don't pick it up yourself, he's going to pick it up and try to put it on you.
那什么叫做 pray through?
And what does it mean to pray through?
就是我真正在主里面
and when I am truly in the Lord,
我那么清楚的知道我整件事情交给他了
I know that I committed the whole thing unto the Lord.
不仅仅我不让他再来压制我。
Not only do I no longer allow it to be an oppression for me.
我拒绝把它拿回来。
And I reject the notion of having it back.
很多的时候是仇敌放回来的。
A lot of time I know the enemy wants to put it back.
很多的时候是我们自己拿回来的。
A lot of time we pick it up ourselves.
因为我们不握在手中，我们不放心。
Because we feel like this, unless it's in our hand, we cannot feel secure.
我总觉得我 I need to do something. 我需要自己做。
We keep feeling like I need to do something about it.
但是很多事情是我们没办法。
But there are a lot of things that we cannot do.
很多事情是你做了也没有用的。
And a lot of things, even if you try to do it, you've done it, it's useless.
我一点没有说我们要忽略自己当尽的本分，好，那个不是我的意思。
Please do not misunderstand me. I'm not telling you that we need to neglect our own responsibility.
在我们去做我们该做的东西之前，我们需要先带到宝座前。
Before we do the things that we ought to do, we need to bring it before the throne.
把它真正的交给主。
Truly committed to the Lord.
当神叫我们做什么的时候，我们就去。做我们放心的去做
So when the Lord asks us to do something, then we trust Him and we go do it.
但是重担责任结果都在他手中
But the burden and the result and its end is all in God's hand.
这是要借着 pray through 才做得到的
And this can only be accomplished when we pray through.
哦，我就跟你们讲，1988年二月二号
1988 February 2nd.
因为我跟于师母去 Stanford 见帮我开刀的医生。
Pastor Nancy and I, we went to Stanford Hospital to see the doctor who's going to perform surgery on me.
他把我们所有可能的危险全部告诉我。
He listed all the things, dreadful things that could happen out of this operation.
于师母非常爱我，她听着她哭起来了。
Pastor Nancy loves me so much, and when she heard of these things, she just started to cry.
因为在全世界最有名的 Head and Neck 的医生面前，他说你的病我可能没办法。
This most famous doctor, a renowned doctor in the world, he says, before your disease, maybe there's nothing I can do.
然后他说明天任何可怕的结果都可能发生。
And he says all all these dreadful things that I just reviewed with you, they could all happen.
因为瘤太大了。
Because your tumor is too big.
起码现在十几倍大。
And it's about 10 times bigger than what you're seeing right now.
他说 我可能没办法，我可能把他神经切断，他可能脸歪了，可能半身不遂，可能失血过多，可能麻药反应，通通都可能出事情，他可能出不了病房。
Pastor, you could have died.
Amen. 这都是真的。
All those things were true.
他不过是估计六个小时的手术而已。
And it's a six-hour-long operation.
哪里晓得十五个小时的手术
？Not to discover they actually took 15 hours.
天然人可能承受不住麻药，可能承受不住这些东西。
Perhaps the natural man couldn't endure being under anesthesia for so long and all of this trauma.
所以你知道二月二号的那天，我回到家，我自己在那边祷告。
And that day, February 2nd, I came home and I was praying by myself. 我们也一起祷告。And I prayed together with Pastor Nancy.
每一次祷告完，里面平安一点。
Every time I pray, a little more of the peace was added.
当我起来做事情的时候
，I got up to do some things.
那个忧虑、害怕、威胁，就好像火箭一样，一下子就回来。
The anxiety, the fear, all those things come as a fiery dart. They shot right back in.
那时候 Aaron 还不到两岁，
那
还不到一岁。
Aaron was
哦，还不到一个月，对不起，他怎么那么小啊
？Aaron
还不到一个月，
Aaron,
还没满月。
Aaron wasn't even a month old yet。
当我一看到他的时候，我整个心就揪在一起。
And when I saw him, my heart just shrieked.
What if 我出不来
？What if I can't get out of the operation?
差点叫险些呢。David 也是小小的。
And David was still young.
我想 我将来歪一个头变成整个脸歪成一边我怎么去他学校、
What if my nerve is severed and I come out just crooked and how do I go to the school with my kids?
如果我残废了对念慈多么不公平
If I'm disabled, how dreadful and how difficult would it be for my wife?
因为这些东西不是我自己想的全是医生讲的
These things aren't things that I fetched up in my mind but these were the things that the doctor told me that could happen.
而且我这一辈子一共只碰到三个这样子的人，两个都是在那一两个月内碰到的。
I faced only three people like this that's given me such news.
他就是走起路来整个歪脖子已经神经切坏了，缩成一团这样走路的人。
And I've seen people who have failed operations and they were kind of just shriveled up because their nerves were severed.
那就是医生告诉我你可能会这样子。
And the doctor says, "What you're seeing, that could be you."
我清清楚楚知道那是什么样子。
I know very clearly.With a very clear image in my mind what I could look like.
弟兄姊妹，你要一无挂虑太难。
Brothers, to be anxious for nothing, it's hard.
你一呼一吸，那个可怕的景象，那些忧虑都会在你身上。
Every breath that I take, immediately those images come to my mind.
我凭信心说话，说完了，但是在你一松懈、没注意的时候，那个感觉就回来了。
By faith, I would claim it, but all of a sudden, I find that when I'm unguarded, all those worries they come back.
所有的 worry, 害怕 anxiety 都在里面。
And the worry, the fear, the anxieties, they're all within me.
对，后来我不行，我就跪在主面前。
So I know this is becoming impossible. So I got on my knees to the Lord.
我没有办法这样去面对明天。
And I said, Lord, I cannot face tomorrow like this.
我说 Help me.
I said, Help me.
跪在里面祷告。
And I was on my knees praying with him.
真的就是借着祷告祈求。
And by prayer, by supplication.
祷告是来与神相会。
Prayer is that we are in communion with God.
祈求是在信心中把我的担子交给他。
And request is by faith, I put all my burden in his hands.
然后我在那里祷告的时候。
And as I was praying.
就是腓立比书第四章。
Philippians chapter 4.
就是我们今天读的这第七、第八节。
And verse 7 and verse 8.
叫我凡事，他说应当一无挂虑。
Came to me and it says, and everything, have, I'm sorry, be anxious for nothing.
所有医生讲的。
And everything that the doctor talked about.
不光是 Stanford 的主任医生，是全世界最有名的权威讲的。全部打个叉。
Whether it came from the most renowned doctor in the world, God put an X through what he just told me.
不是叫我去否定他，医生讲的都是有科学根据的，有经验的。
Not for me to just blindly say no, that's not going to happen because scientifically, all those things could be very possible.
但是主的话说一无，就是每一个都不要去想。
But the Lord says, be anxious for nothing.
所以我也不再去分析他。
So I no longer started. I don't. evaluate those things anymore.
如果只是嘴角歪一点，我要怎么办？如果只是眼睛瞎掉怎么办？如果是什么怎么办？哪些是可以担心的？哪些是不担心？主说一无就是全部都不要。
So I stopped thinking about, oh, maybe this consequence, like what I would do, that consequence, what I would do. God says, stop thinking about the consequences because He says, be anxious for nothing.
那我自己不可能把它划掉，对不对
？And I know it's impossible for me to undo all those things.
那这一节圣经就是告诉我，借着祷告、祈求和感谢，把你所要的告诉主。
So the scripture made it very clear to me that in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.
好，那接下来第三个问题。
And then the third question comes.
他说：“神所赐出人意外的平安，必要在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。”
It says, "The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus."
这句话解决了我的问题了吗
？Did these words resolve my worries?
这句话你们读完了以后。我们的 worry 就会不在吗
Francis, after having read this verse, do you discover that your anxieties, your worries are gone?
你光读完了还是在的
And after you read it,
什么叫保守我的心怀意念
What does it mean to keep?
他为什么不说那你的难处就百分之百的解决了
And why wouldn't Paul just says all your worries, they're going to be undone?
他为什么不说只要你敢交我就一定做
And why wouldn't he say as long as you're able to request of God and God would do it certainly?
他为什么讲得这么软软的，好像给自己保留余地
？Why does he speak in such a soft tone as if he's giving himself a way out？
好像如果他不成就的话，他可以说：“我只有说要保守你的心怀意念呢。”
And as if God didn't accomplish it, all I prayed for was that He would just guard my mind.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫做 breakthrough？
Brother and sister, what does it mean to pray through？
是当我们真正祷告
，When we truly have prayed，
我们不光是。好像把难处告诉他。
Not only did we just tell God our difficulties.
我们在祷告的里面，我们好像真遇见了这位听祷告的神。
But in our prayers, it's as if we have met Him face to face.
我们遇见了这位祷告的神。
We met the Lord, the God who hears our prayers.
然后我们也真的很清楚地把我所有的难处从我的手中交给了他。
And very clearly, I know.I yield all of my troubles into His hand.
然后我们在这里说，我知道所有的事情。
And then I can say I know everything.
所有的问题。
All the problems.
所有的未来。
All of my future.
都在一个 mighty hand, 一个 better hand 里面手中。
They're in a mighty hand and in a better hand.
没有一个人比交给他的手中更可靠了。
And there is no place where there is more surety and certainty than God's hands.
有谁能够比他更爱我？
Who would love me more than him?
有谁能够比他更能够帮助我
？Who can help me more than him?
哦，弟兄姊妹，当我那天祷告的时候，我就说：“主，今天是2月2号，2002年下午，大概我记得不错是6点多少分。”我说：“我于宏杰在这里，把我这件事情，把我的明天，把我的结局，从我的手中全部交给。”
February 2nd, 1988, around 6 p.m.I remember clearly praying. I said to the Lord, Lord, concerning all my tomorrow, my futures, I'm going to put it into your hands.
你告诉我要一无挂虑，我就学习信而顺服。
You tell me to be anxious for nothing, then I'm going to trust and I'm going to obey.
当我这样子真的交给他的时候
，And when I truly just committed the whole thing to God,
我说我再也不拿回他来。
And I said, God, I don't ever want them back.
然后我就拒绝所有仇敌想放回来。
And then I reject everything that the enemy wants to put back in my life.
我就对撒旦说，这件事我已经交给了爱我的神。
And then I say to Satan, I've already committed all these things into the God who loves me.
我已经把这件事情交给那位为我死的神。
I gave all things to the God who's died for me.
我已经把这件事情交给宇宙的主宰至高者。没有人能够 比他更好了。
All these things to the author and the creator of the universe. There's no one greater than him.
我的忧愁不能成就任何事情。
My worries can't accomplish anything.
我的忧愁不能让我明天 不碰到什么难处。
My worry can't stop me from meeting difficulties if
they come. 但是我的神可以保护我。
But my God can keep me.
我的神 take over 的。
My God has taken over.
第二次我们要把它交给神。
Friends, sister, we need to commit it into the Lord's hands.
神告诉我们一无挂虑。
As the Lord calls us to be anxious for nothing.
然后凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，把所要的告诉神。
But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, make your request known to God.
他说：“神所赐出人意外的平安，要在基督耶稣里。”看到了没有？他把我们带到基督里去了。
It says, "The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus."
当我们真被带到基督里面去的时候
，When you're truly brought into Christ Jesus,
基督里面所有的自由、释放、平安、拯救、医治 都临到我们。
All the freedom, all the liberation, all the healings, they have all come to us.
所以以赛亚书五十一章。
Isaiah chapter 51.
十二节，如果你们可以打出来，我们一起来念，好吧
？Let's read it together.
以赛亚书五十一章十二节到十三节的前半。
Isaiah chapter 51, verse 12 to the first portion of 13.
来得及吗？来不及，我们自己念。啊，好。唯有我是安慰你们的，你是谁？竟怕那必死的人，怕那要变如草的世人，却忘记铺张诸天，立定地基，创造你的耶和华。好，就读到这。弟兄姊妹，圣经上在这里提醒我们，你到底知不知道我们是谁？
Brother and sister, the scripture reminds us and asks us, do you know who you are?
我们是宇宙主宰的真儿女。
We are the true sons and daughters of the author of the universe.
为什么怕这个怕这个怕那个？
Why are you afraid of this, afraid of that?
却忘记了那位铺张诸天立定地基创造我们的耶和华。
And you've forgotten the Lord God who has stretched out the heavens, who laid the foundations of the earth.
我们会眼前看到难处存在。
And yes, before you, you see difficulties that still exist.
我们可能祷告完以后看见环境恶化。
And maybe after your prayer, circumstances got even worse.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们永远要坚定的就是这件事我已经交给主了。
But this is what we need to hold fast to is I've already committed these things to God.
我从心里面我继续的来信任他。
And in my heart, I will continue to trust him.
我继续用祷告来信任他。
I continue to trust him in prayer.
我知道他不光要把出人意外的平安赐给我。
Not only is he going to give me the peace that surpasses all my understanding,
只有他能够扭转这个局面。
Only he can turn the tide.
在信的人凡事都能。
And those who believe, all things are possible.
弟兄姊妹，我们怎么能够没有忧虑呢？
Brothers, how can we not be anxious?
我们被带到基督里面。
When we are brought in Christ.
真的，我们有的人是天生就会 worry。
I know that some of us, by nature, we tend to worry.
同样的一件事情，这个人不 worry， 那个人这个紧张的觉都睡不着。
The same event, the same circumstances may worry one, and the other person would be okay.
但是基督的救恩是超越我们本性的。
But the salvation of Christ surpasses our nature.
好，他决定可以应付我们所有的需要的。
Can handle all of our needs.
第四个，在主里面追求。
Fourthly, to pursue in the Lord.
能够过蒙神悦纳的生活。
A lifestyle that is pleasing to God.
保罗在这里说：“弟兄们，我还有未尽的话。”
So Paul says that finally there are still words that I'd like to say to you.
所以我说讲到超过时间，请你们原谅我。我也常常有未尽的话。
So, brother and sister, when I run over on time, please forgive me because I have oftentimes those finally last few words.
他在这里讲，凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德性，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思念。
Verse 8, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely.Whatever things are of good report, if there are anything of virtue, if there's anything of praiseworthy, meditate on these things.
我在这边特别加了一个 NIV 的 version. 好，我觉得他说 if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, 任何事情它是卓越的，是上好的，是值得称赞的，我们都要去追求。
Anything that is excellent, anything that is praiseworthy, those are the things you ought to pursue.
因为特别在腓立比书第一章第十节，保罗为他们祷告的时候，他说：“我求你们能够那个爱心，能够分辨是非。”那个英文就是分辨什么是 excellent。
So at the very beginning of this book, in chapter 1 verse 10, Paul says that I pray for you that you may approve, meaning discern what are the things that are excellent.
不光只是对跟错，而是什么是 excellent 是神要的。
But not just merely on the right and wrong, but what are the things that are excellent, the things that God desires.
什么是上好的？
What is the
什么是有价值的？
What are the things of value?
是被神称许的。
The things that the Lord is praising.
他说这些事情要去思想。
He says these things, meditate on these things.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天神儿里面有一个很可怕的失败，就是失败在我们的思想上。
Brothers and sisters, there's a dreadful battle that we're losing is the battle of the mind.
宾路易师母说，属灵的战场第一个战场就是我们的心思。
Sister Pen Lewis tells us that the very first battleground it is the battle of the mind.
思想失败了，底下全部出事了。
If you fail in your thought life, then you have everything else will go wrong.
所以你看约翰福音十三章，那你讲说撒旦将卖耶稣的意思。 放在犹大的心里。
John chapter 13, the scripture tells us that Satan has placed this thought of betraying Jesus in the heart of Judas.
我们的思想好像一个器皿一样，是可以放东西进去的。
Our thought life is like a vessel. There's things that can be put into it.
今天世界的王用各样的方法来塑造，来塞东西进来。
The king of this world is trying to mold and cultivate you to stuff things into your mind.
虽然可能不像卖耶稣这么可怕的思想进来。
Perhaps not something dreadful as betraying Jesus.
但是他可以把很多的思想放进来。
But he could throw a lot of other thoughts in your mind.
消极的、埋怨的、定罪的、灰心的、失望的，哦，这种不讨神喜悦的，什么思想他都可以放。
Being condemning, being non-constructive, things that are sinful, things that are abased, he could put all those things in your mind.
所以一个没有城墙的思想是一个仇敌可以自由进出的思想。
Versus a mind that is without walls is a place where Satan can easily enter and go out.
而且约翰福音十三章那里不光讲到撒旦把这个思想放在犹大的心里。
And John chapter 13 tells us not only did Satan place such a thought into Judas's heart.
当他没有好好处理他的时候。
But when he did not deal with it.
到了二十七节，他说撒旦就进入他的心里。
And verse 27 it says that Satan entered him.
弟兄姊妹，你一定要注意到前面不过是一个卖耶稣的意思放进去了。
Pay attention that in the beginning it was merely a thought to betray Jesus that was put into his heart.
而到了二十七节，撒旦就进去了。
Verse 27 now Satan entered him.
所以你要晓得我们的思想是很可怕的。
So brothers and sisters, you need to understand our thought life is very important.
我常常说我们需要在思想上做 CPR.
And I oftentimes says that we need to do CPR with our thought life.
Control your mind, protect your mind, renew your mind.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要 protect 他。
Brothers, we need to protect our mind.
而当他进来的时候，不对的思想，我们要去处理它。
With things that come in that is not right, we need to deal with it.
然后我们要去 renew 心意更新而变化。
And we need to renew our mind. Our thought life needs to be transformed.
失恋上面的事情。
And the things concerning lust.
失恋有价值的事情。
I'm sorry. Meditate on the things that are praiseworthy.
你也讲对失恋上面的事，失恋有价值的事。
Meditate on the things that are above.
英文的翻译有三个，一个是 think, 一个是 meditate, 一个是 dwell.
There are three words that are used in the English translation, meditate, to think upon, and to dwell.
它其实像个阶梯一样。
It's like a stair step.
不光只是想有价值的事。
You're not just thinking about it.
要 meditate.
But you meditate on it.
要沉浸在里面。
To be lost in the midst of it.
所以诗篇不仅仅讲说爱慕耶和华的律法是有福的。
And Psalm chapter 1 says,blessed are those who delight in the laws of the Lord.
他要昼夜思想。
For daily they will meditate on the laws of the Lord.
真的 meditate 让它生根啊。
Because now you're taking root.
他就像树栽在溪水旁。
And it says that you'll be like a tree planted by the waters.
他不仅仅可以胜过所有的试探，叶子也不枯干。
Not only does it endure all the trials and temptation, but its leaves shall not wither.
而且凡他所行的尽都顺利，而且结果累累。
So whatever he does, he shall prosper. He shall bring forth fruit in its seasons.
所以有价值的。
So it's a value.
特别神的话语
particularly the words of God,
特别圣经的教导
particularly the teachings of
the scripture, 特别属天的事
the heavenly things,
不光要 think 要 meditate
not only think about them but meditate on those things
像树栽在溪水旁
just like a tree that is planted by the river
而更深的一层我们根本就住在其中
and go another step you are dwelling in it
我们住在其中
you are dwelling in it
接下来保罗说要做有价值的事情
and so then Paul continues to say do the things that are worthy
在我身上所学习的所领受的所听见的所看见的这些事你们都要去行
The things which you've learned, you receive and heard and saw in me, these do.
所以在这里不光要思念有价值的事情要 meditate worthy thoughts.
And not only meditate worthy thoughts.
而且在这里要做有价值的事情
But also do the things that are praiseworthy.
要 do worthy deeds, 要做它要真的去行它
You need to go and do worthy deeds.
弟兄姊妹保罗给我们立了很好的榜样
So Paul's given a very example for us.
我们也希望神家有更多的榜样被兴起来
And we pray that there will be more and more examples in God's house.
我已经很感谢主神家有很多很好的领袖做了好的榜样
I'm so thankful that there are many, many leaders here that has set an example for God's house.
别人来到我们教会不仅为了我们买会所感谢神。
And we come to this place not only for the process of purchasing this property, we give thanks to the Lord.
他们看到弟兄姊妹各站其位各尽其职整洁招待各方面都有人做 他们就说你们怎么管理的这么好、
visitors when they come and they see brothers and sisters standing up, rising up, taking each positions and cleaning and doing whatever, they marvel at the fact that how can everyone do what they're doing.
因为我们神家有很多好的榜样。
Because there are a lot of good examples here.
我们求神兴起更多好的榜样。
And we pray that the Lord would raise up better, more examples.
从家里面开始。
From our homes.
从小组开始。
From our small groups.
让整个教会里面充满了爱主的人。
That in our church is full of people who truly loves God.
所以保罗在这里其实告诉我们得平安。
So Paul has given us the secret of obtaining peace.
有了平安，我们自然就有喜乐。
If we have peace, then we will rejoice.
我们要跟人中间没有间隔。
And then we won't have any separation with the people around us.
是在主里面。
Only is found when we are in the
Lord. 保罗在这里教导我们，要凡事上借着祷告、祈求和感谢。把我们所有的这些忧虑烦恼交给他。
Teaches us that in all of anxieties, everything by prayer and thus supplication.With thanksgiving, give it to the Lord.
然后一个更深更高的平安和喜乐是来自于神的喜悦。
A deeper and a higher peace that comes from God because He rejoices over us.
因为我们思念那些有价值的事。
Because our mind is set forth and was meditating on the things that are worthy.
我们去做那些有价值的事。
And we're doing the things that are worthy.
主，我们心里面对你充满了感恩。
Lord, our hearts are full of thanksgiving.
你不光在十字架上担当了我们的忧患，背负了我们所有的痛苦。
Not only did you bore our grief and our sorrows upon the cross.
你更是那位叫我们把各样重担卸给你，你顾念我们的那一位。
Because you are also the one who tells us to cast all our cares on you, because you care for us.
你天天都背负我们的重担。
Because every single day you have been bearing our burdens.
你甚至叫我们要一无挂虑，把各样的重担都卸给你。
And you tell us to be anxious for nothing, but put all our burdens on you.
主啊，我们求你把那个单纯的信心赐给我们。
Lord, we ask that you would give us that simple faith.
让我们带着感恩的心，借着祷告祈求。把我们所要的来告诉你。
That with a thankful heart and prayer and supplication, we make our requests known to you.
我们的神要成就美事在我们中间。
And Lord, you're going to do something beautiful in our lives.
主啊，也帮助我们。
And Lord, help us.
做一个讨你喜悦的孩子。
To be a child that is pleasing to you.
我们真的承认我们的思想里面充满了太多太多属世不洁的思想。
And we acknowledge that our mind is filled with worldly things and things that is not of worth.
你既然用自己的荣耀和美德来召我们。
And if you called us according to your goodness and your virtue.
主啊，就帮助我们脱离这个世上从情欲来的败坏。
But then help us to be separated from the lust that is corrupting, that is from the world.
而且让我们能够与你的性情有份
that we may be partakers with your nature
能够活出我们该活出的
that we may live out what we ought to live out
是的我们把在难处中的弟兄姊妹特别交给你
Lord we particularly bring the brothers and sisters who are in difficulties into your hands
没有一件事能叫我们与基督的爱隔绝
not a thing can separate us from the love of Christ
靠着爱我们的主要在一切的处境中我们得胜有余
through the Lord who loves usThat in all our circumstances we are more than overcomers.
不是我们能，乃是你是全能的神。
Not that we are able, but you are the Almighty God.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，谢谢你的收听，也期待你能将活在耶稣里福音事工的网址。告诉你的亲朋好友，邀请他们来收听这个节目。愿神祝福你的新生命。